All right, welcome to the second Goemon.com podcast. Brought to you this week by our friends at Garst Seed Company, changing the landscape. They are changing what our expectations are of this new era of Ema basketball, are they not?
Exactly. We come to expect road wins wherever we go now. Now it's pretty much unacceptable to lose on the road, which I think it should be.
Right. No more secure long-term hire for us. We've got Frank locked up. John Curry, hope you're listening. And this week on the podcast, we will be discussing the post of the week, the tease of the week, making its glorious return after a 14 hit last week. Congratulations, Chingon.
It's basically free money, people.
And then lastly, we'll also answer some of your email. Once again, feel free to post your questions in the thread that will be on the Octagon of Doom.
You can also make sure you leave comments on the podcast site as well.
Thank you. And if you have any questions you would like answered or topics you would like discussed, feel free to post those as well. Lastly, before I forget, next week I will have two podcasts coming out. One will feature KSU Fan. So if you have any high basketball IQ X's and O's questions,
the originator of the Octagon of Doom, big man himself,
feel free to post those in as well. Don't feel limited by the meager talent available from Chingon and myself.
That's true.
All right, so let's start off with the post of the week. This was a difficult one with Steve Dave posting in a semi-fight-related thread, a call to anger, which was, in my opinion, a call to arms to rejuvenate the Octagon of Doom and turn it once again into the brewing cauldron of hatred that it was during the KU and Texas games. But
yeah, there's been a lack of face craterings and ball smashings lately, and I think that he really helped reinvigorate the way ways are going right now.
That's right. More vinegar. More vinegar. All right, so now it's time for our post of the week, and the winner this week was none other than Poet Warrior.
One of my personal favorites.
Yes, and Poet Warrior posts, "The B-ball board is joyless. We're ranked sixth, have a likable team, could be in 1 month's time, or so, be declared national champions of the world. And the only thing that goes on here are posts with links to a statistical site where some loser, excuse me, came up with ways to predict the future as it pertains to collegiate basketball games. What's the deal? I don't want to single anyone out, but it seems to me this is a result of a want to conform to the ways of a particular poster who absolutely sees no hope or joy in any of this. All I can do is tell you, do not fear. Welcome the challenges ahead. Enjoy every second. So begin."
So we shall.
We answer the call of Poet Warrior, and we give three things that bring us joy and warm the heart of a Goema. So I'll start off with Martavius Irving's adorable dance routines.
I enjoy Jacob Pullen's bearded smile.
The plus 38 Roland rating of Kesbert gets my blood boiling in a... That doesn't make any sense.
It still works, though. In my opinion, I have really enjoyed our increase in slam dunk style shots, which are my favorite of all basketball shots.
I enjoy the all-black Nike Elites.
And I really, really love Denise's heat checks with 28 seconds left on the shot clock. It's a thing of beauty.
So, Poet Warrior, we hope that these three things that each of us have listed will warm your joyless heart.
Warm the cockles of your heart.
All right, now everyone's favorite segment, the tease of the week. Last week, we had a four-team teaser that paid off. So all of you degenerate gamblers, join us once again for a four-team teaser that's likely to get you some money to take your nice lady out on the town.
Or guy.
Out on the town for a fine steak dinner.
All right. This week, a game that has caught my attention is Wyoming and Utah. Right now, the line is minus 14. I say jump all over that and go with
Wyoming. Wyoming, the Cowboys are going to keep it closer than expected. So take the dog in that one. Their second game is
New Mexico and my favorite team and yours, BYU. BYU is just so money when it comes to these kind of things. Right now, BYU is only an 8-point favorite. I say you can take them all the way up to 18 points. So go ahead and put your money on BYU.
All right. And our third team, Villanova at Syracuse. The line is a 6-point favorite, Syracuse. And the computer says 12 points. So go ahead and add that into your teaser if you wish.
Yes, it's very dangerous to go against Jay Wright, but in this case, I think the Orange have got what it takes.
This is not in fact, a smell competition, which would easily be Jay Wright over Boeheim. This is, in fact, a collegiate basketball game. And so, in this case, contrary to popular belief, one should take the Orange men.
Yes.
And lastly, boo!
Fog Allen Fieldhouse all of a sudden?
I hear a lot of booing, so it must be KU on the road in a 5-point, as a 5-point favorite, will be playing back in
Gallagher-Ibra Arena, Bill Self's old stomping grounds.
Right. So, computer says 15 points should be the Jayhawks' margin of victory. So, what I'm going to do, personally, I'm going to take these four teams, I'm going to add 4 points with a four-team teaser, and then I'm going to win some more money so I can take my lady out for a fine seafood dinner and then never, ever call her again.
That's just not very nice.
Well, that's one of the things that we'll be talking about next with podcast email, our first ever question and answer segment. This week we had a young Ema post in with a question. They wanted to know, what is the Go Ema lifestyle and what makes a Go Ema man? Lonely in Lecompton was the sign, was who signed it. So what can we do to help that youngster out, Chingone? How can we turn them into a Go Ema man?
Well, I'd say the first rule of thumb when you want to be a Go Ema type man is to remember the five senses. The Go Ema man indulges in all of his five senses, and he gives pleasure to those around him and all of their five senses. As you may or may not know, the sense that is the most evocative of memories and of passions is the sense of smell. Now, a Go Ema man always smells fantastic. And if you want to smell fantastic, you should listen to some of these following tips. You can never go wrong with sandalwood. Sandalwood as a base will always work. Now, I'd also like to add this little helpful hint. This time of year, late winter, early spring, dried spices are always acceptable. So remember, you want to smell like dried spices. So you want to add in your cinnamons, your vanillas, your dried lavenders. All these would be acceptable. And I would also like to add, maybe add a pinch of white pepper to that. And it will be amazing.
Fantastic. And what are some smells we should avoid?
You want to avoid the citrus smells that's so popular right now. You want to avoid Aspen cologne. I can't state this strongly enough. No Aspen cologne, people. No Brute. And no smelling like Speed Stick. You have to remember, deodorant is not a good smell. It is a smell to stop your bad smells, but in and of itself is not a good smell.
Thank you. So those are the smells that a Go Ema man would prefer. What are some sights that a Go Ema would focus on to attract the opposite or same sex?
Okay, well, if you want to look good, as many of you well know, the Go Ema man is preferably shirtless, you know, 3 out of the 4 seasons of the year.
Right.
And so you can be shirtless, you have a pretty well-developed tan, a stylish tattoo on the upper arm.
A situation is normally going on, yeah. On a Go Ema man.
Yeah, normally there's things going around. Perhaps a necklace of some sort of shells or hemp. You can normally wear a visor that is slightly frayed. frosted tips in the hair, while that was really big about 2 years ago, I'm going to say that's probably not a good idea nowadays.
Okay, so let the frosted tips grow out, mm-hmm. but keep the Ponca shell and the visor.
Yes, definitely so. Definitely so. I would also like to add that you'd want to wear board shorts with this, maybe with a slight fray around the edges, and flip-flops would always be acceptable. Some people prefer boat shoes. I'm not really willing to go that far yet. But in either case, you'd be fine. Now, on those formal occasions when you have to dress up nicely, there's always a great idea of a slightly faded polo shirt, maybe with some slacks. I mean, that's always a fantastic look. And if you're really going way over the top, go emo man doesn't go in between. He doesn't dress in, like, a three-piece suit. You better go get yourself a tuxedo. If you don't own a tuxedo, you're not really a go emo man at this point in time.
Okay, and a color palette for that tuxedo, a standard black?
A standard black would be okay. That's erring on the side of caution, which I would not recommend. You want to go with your bolder colors there. I think right now a really deep, dark brown would look fantastic, perhaps with a slightly gray vest. I mean, that would be a really good look.
Fantastic. And an accent color, of course, plum.
Plum. Plum is always in. Now, here's some things you don't want to do. What you don't want to do is wear pleated pants. Please don't wear pleated pants. Avoid athletic socks at all points in time. That's not really something you want to do right now either. And with those tips, you could probably get by on the site.
Okay, so for instance, when you speak of pleated pants, basically that, in my mind, conjures up an image of Pat Knight. And that is something to be avoided at all costs. A mesh polo with pleated pants is pretty much the complete opposite of a goema.com.
It's pretty much a disaster.
Okay. Thank you. Next, we have
sound. As a goemo man, the principle to remember is you want to be heard, but never overheard. So you have a nice controlled tone of your voice, but people know that you're serious still. You're well chosen with your words and you're well spoken. You pick your points in the conversation. Most often than not, a goemo man sits in the back, arms crossed, legs crossed. And every once in a while, at the exact opportune time, slays the entire room with the height of witticism.
Okay, and the timbre of the voice, is there a specific tone or a way in which the voice comes off that a goemo man should strive for?
Yes, you really want to kind of think Clint Eastwood circa Dirty Harry.
Okay.
That would really be what I think you'd
want to go. So somewhat of a growl, but not too much rasp. You definitely do not want to be a Danny Klinkscale type.
Exactly. That would be what you'd really want to avoid.
Okay. Fantastic. Next, touch.
Yes, goemo man is well-groomed. He should have no facial hair that is longer than a 16th of an inch. Of course, I'm allowing for eyebrows to be a little bit longer than that, but no mustaches, no beards. Your hair must be nicely trimmed. I would also like to add that if you have hair product, which you should be using hair product, your hair product should not cost less per volume than a fine bottle of wine. That's just a helpful hint in mind. So if you go out and bust that tub of, you know, $2 Dep, that's just not the way to go.
You need to move on. Bedhead is not an acceptable product. You should only buy from the choicest salons available. If you live in such a place as Lyons, Kansas, please, please consider relocating simply for the grooming that would be available at that kind of a place. Okay, so next.
Next, a goemo man has a great sense of taste. Goemo man enjoys the finest of cheeses. In order to be able to enjoy the finest of cheeses, he has to be on really good terms with his local cheesemonger. If you do not have a local cheesemonger, move as soon as possible. I can't stress that enough.
Okay, and some towns that are in the region that would be available for procuring fine cheeses. Omaha. Kansas City, and also Manhattan, Kansas.
Manhattan has a cheesemonger who is recently moved into the local Dillon's.
Okay, and that is a fantastic, fantastic opportunity. If you, however, live in a place such as
Emporia,
Salina,
Garden City,
immediately consider alternates.
Yeah, you probably want to have it shipped in. Now, the types of cheeses, you're going to want to prefer aged cheeses, such as Thousand Day Gouda or something like that. Goyama Man also enjoys cured meats. But I must stress, if you get cured meats, you want to order these by mail. Do not trust these to your local grocer. Remember, a grocer's emphasis is on vegetables.
Correct.
You want to special order these things. And remember, you can also procure these whilst holidaying as well. That's also acceptable, as long as it's not in the United States of America. Preferably Europe, or maybe Venezuela, Argentina.
Okay, so be more specific. When holidaying, we're not talking about a list of holiday or vacation locales with a population under 150,000?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. So and, preferably, you'll be staying at a fine hotel as well, and you could probably call up the concierge service, and they'll help you out with that as well.
Yeah. The key for Goima is using the resources available, and to be able to do that, you must have resources available. So, again, use those, but also have them available.
Yeah, and if you want tips on how to travel easier, there's some threads in Goima that have been very helpful with ways of procuring lots of bonus miles for traveling or hotel points and things like that. So I would go ahead and check those out as well.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much, Chingon. Mm-hmm. This has been a most informative week, a very high IQ week. Low basketball IQ is never welcome in the Goima.com podcast. And low grooming or fashion is never, ever welcome in the Goima.com podcast.
And another helpful hint, basically, go look at a Nebraska fan. See that? Do the opposite.
Okay, so Doc Sadler, you've been put on notice. Yeah. You are not ever, ever to dispense advice on how to do anything.
Exactly.
All right. So with that, we'll call it a day. We have many joyous rendezvous that we must attend to. So with that, once again, I would like to remind you that next week on the show, we will have KSU fan joining me, Mr. KK, to answer your X's and O's high basketball IQ questions. So feel free, once again, to post in on the thread on the Octagon of Doom message board at the one and only GoEmaw.com.